Yesterday, on the panel, we talked about veggie burgers and whether they count as real burgers. Well, today we're talking about the butchers as the winners of the Great New Zealand Sausage Competition, which has been crowned. This year, the Producer of the Decade Award was included for the first time. And the honour went to Chris Timms, owner of Peter Timms Meats in Christchurch, who hopefully will be joining us very soon. They won for consistently producing high-quality, medal-winning sausages over the last decade. Before we have Chris join us around the panel, are you a fan of the odd sausage? Alan?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to lie. Yep. No, sausages can be really, really good.
Old school, just the usual old school with mashed potato, or do you like the gourmet types? Or
actually, the thing I haven't had in years is crumbed sausages that my mum used to make for dinner. Oh, they were so good. This is way back many, many, many years ago.
But, nice,
Yeah.
Jenny?
I quite like a sausage occasionally, but I have had Peter Timms, as Chris Timms' business is called, sausages, and they are very, very good.
Oh, are they now?
Mm.
Oh, right.
Peter Timms Meats is a bit of an institution in Christchurch.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. You go into their shop, especially on a Saturday morning, it's full of people, you know, buying wonderful, you know, beautifully presented meats. I always go there for lamb shanks.
And what is it? Is it a type of is it a butcher? Because one of the reasons I wanted to get Chris on was the state of the local butcher. They really do seem to be a bit of a disappearing breed. Mm. And there are several that are well regarded, aren't there? But really, I mean, Alan, do you have a local butchery in your area that you?
No. It's, you know, just the supermarket. Really, I think any butchers who are still going, they must be really, really good. You know, you've got to have a reason to go to them, I think, because the supermarket's too damn easy.
We're talking a queue at the counter here to get your
wow,
meat.
Really?
And it is. It's a really good butcher's. But Peter Timms Meats, the sausages are also available in supermarkets. Gosh, I'm doing a really good plug for them here, aren't I? but, yeah, no, you go into their shop in Edgware and it's always
But do you do
there.
You go out of your way to do you go out of your way to actually go to a dedicated butchery?
I will for lamb shanks.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that Chris, I don't think that the Peter Timms Meats person is going to be joining us, actually. We're trying to get hold of him. If you are listening in, Chris, pick up that phone so we can have a talk to you and congratulate you on your award.
But he'll be busy serving customers in that shop. That's what will be the story. He'll be flat out.
He'll be flat out. Do you think so? We talked yesterday, one of the reasons why we wanted to get another opinion on the types of food people eat, Alan, and yesterday we talked about veggie burgers and vegetable meats.
Yeah. when I was in China once upon a time, in Xi'an, I got taken to a restaurant that was fully vegetarian, but they dressed it up as meat. So it looked like a steak that you're eating. It looked like rissoles and everything, but it was purely vegetarian. So all of the fat along the side of the steak was gelatin or something like that. And it just tasted like meat. It was quite remarkable. Absolutely incredible. You wouldn't know you weren't eating meat. Amazing.
Tasty?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So I don't know how they did it, but it was all vegetable.
So you're a supporter, Jenny Morton, are you a supporter of plant-based meats yourself?
Look, I'm a bit of a supporter of plant-based diets. I was vegan for about a year until I gave up because I found it too hard, which shows how shallow I can be. but I don't kind of get the thing, if you choose to be plant-based, why you're trying to eat something that resembles meat. I mean, if you like plant-based food and it tastes good and you can make some amazing meals and people do,
right.
I don't kind of get the idea of trying to make it seem like meat.
Okay, well, let's have Chris Timms is on now. He's the owner of Peter Timms Meats. We've been talking about you, Chris.
Oh, have you? I've got it.
Yeah. What, have you been busy? You've been busy serving customers.
Yeah, no, busy working here.
Whoa! Congratulations! What's the secret? What's some of the most popular sausages there?
We've got quite a few actually. We do quite a few. We do a German bratwurst, a hot Hungarian, which is pretty popular, and a Spanish tripe. So,
okay,
most popular ones we've got there.
Right, yeah, Jenny here on the panel, Chris, says that you're a bit of a local identity in terms of butcheries. But I wanted to ask you, in terms of the destination butcher's stores, there's still a market for them? Because in an era where they're declining, there is still a market for a good local butchery?
Yeah, Definitely. I mean, it's one of those arts that, you know, the good ones that survive. And we've got a good, quite a few, good butcheries in Christchurch, and it's a tribute to the having all those sort of awards.
Yeah,
recognize all those people that you know, sort of good job they're doing.
How long have you been going?
Long time.
Yeah,
long time.
1886.
Yeah, been in it for a while. Yeah.
Good on you, Chris.